If you know me, you know I've always been interested in folklore, and Melvin Wine knew a lot of it. He told me one time that back in the 1930s, he was born in 1909, and in the 30s, he lived in Braxton County, and he had a child that needed some medical attention, and they had to bring him to Elkins. So it was a 3 or 4 day affair. And Melvin had time to kill, so he was walking up and down Davis Avenue one day, and he looked up, and back then there wasn't any trees on the hill up towards Hollyhurst and Graceland. And he saw these two mansions up there, and he said to an old man on the street, he said, "Who lives up there?" And the guy said, "Well, that's Senators Davis and Elkins." And then he said, "But that's not who they really were." And Melvin said, "Well, who were they?" He said, "Frank and Jesse James." So, you know, I put that in my head and thought about that. But, if you're a music lover around here for a while, you probably remember Woody Simmons. He was a great old-time fiddle player. And Woody was, he was a widower, and we had him over for Christmas dinner. A lot of conversation going around the table, and somebody said something about Davis and Elkins, and Woody said, "Well, they were Frank and Jesse James." So I registered that. And then Woody said to me one day, I was down at his house playing some tunes, and he said, I asked him about that some more, and he said, "Well," he said, "there used to be an old man around here who went by the name of Pearl Howard. He was a real mean old man. Nobody feared him, Pearl Howard." He said he died in 1938. He said he always carried a gun. He always wore a long coat. I remember him saying that. And he said on his deathbed, he called the family in to tell them that his real name wasn't Pearl Howard. His real name was Robert Ford. Now, if you're a Jesse James follower, Robert Ford was an alias. Robert Ford was the guy who killed Jesse James. So, and Woody said, you know, some of the family still lives up the valley at Elkwater, he said, and they could testify to that. So Woody jumped in the car with me, and we went up to Elkwater, and we talked to this woman who was the granddaughter of Pearl Howard. And she was too young to be at the funeral, but she said she always heard the story all her life that on his deathbed, he said his real name was Robert Ford. And she said she had an uncle, also named Pearl Howard, who lived in Ohio. He's 80-some years old, and he's still living. So I got his phone number and called him. He had been at the funeral. And he agreed and said, yeah, his was his father. I told him his real name was Robert Ford. So I registered that. Now, there was a woman, I don't know if anybody here remembers Odie Chapman. She was part of the Randolph County Historical Society. I was talking to her one day, and I guess somehow this subject came up, and she said she had a picture of, he was in the James gang.
Cole Younger,
thank you. She said she had a picture of Cole Younger at the Elkins train station. She said she didn't have it anymore. She lent it to somebody and never got it back. But there was a picture, she was an honest woman. She said she had this picture of Cole Younger at the Elkins train station. So what's going on here? Cole Younger was in the James gang. He was in the Northfield train robbery, where they killed a man in Northfield, Minnesota during a bank robbery. He was captured and he was sent to prison. So I found these letters written from Cole Younger to Stephen Elkins, Stephen Elkins at the time was Secretary of War, and Cole Younger wanted him to pull the strings to get him out of prison. I think forget how long his sentence was, but he did get released from prison after 10 years. And there's a lot of debate about why and how. But there are these letters that he wrote to Stephen Elkins asking him to put his muscle behind getting him out of prison. So, beyond that, you have Jesse James did rob a bank in, the James Gang did rob a bank in West Virginia in Huntington. There's stories all over the state. There's a house in Braxton County where people swear Jesse James stayed the night. There's a story about Jesse James visiting Devil Ann's Hatfield. And so that, you know, the folklore goes on and on. But here's the real story. First, I'll clue you in. Davis and Elkins were not pranking Jesse James. But when Stephen Elkins was in the Civil War, he was in, I think it was the Ohio 23rd, I'm not sure. Anyway, he was in Missouri and was captured by the Quantrell Gang. If you know about outlaw gangs, that name should ring a bell. Well, the Quantrells were noted for not taking any live prisoners. So Stephen Elkins was captured and he was taken into their camp. And they barely got him into camp when somebody rode in and said there's Union troops closing in on him and they had to get out of there fast. So they jumped on their horses and they rode off. Cole Younger somehow got up next to Stephen Elkins and said, we're going to come to a fork in the road here. We're all taking the right fork. You take the left fork and whip your horse. It's your only chance. And he did that and he escaped. The reason Cole Younger did that was because he had been a student of Stephen Elkins. Stephen Elkins was a school teacher in younger days in Missouri. And Cole Younger had been one of his students. He recognized Elkins when they brought him into the Contrell's camp. And so he basically saved Elkins' life. So years later, after he left the Contrell gang and was in the James gang, he's in prison for this murder. And he's writing letters to Stephen Elkins to try to get him out of prison. So that's the rest of the story.